Good morning. Drier air continues to work its way into interior New York and New England, and skies are partly to mostly cloudy early this morning. The few flurries and scattered snow showers that had been left overnight are dwindling over the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and most everyone will have dry weather today with mostly sunny skies. The northwest breeze, while still persistent, has diminished considerably overnight, mostly between 5 and 10 miles per hour, so maybe a little more of a chill in the air as temperatures start off in the 30s but climb into the mid-40s on average for daytime highs. We'll start out mostly clear this evening, and temperatures will drop back through the 30s, then clouds will increase overnight. It'll stay dry through the sunrise hour on Friday, with temperatures back into the 20s. A storm system from the deep south will track along the mid-Atlantic coast. At the same time, energy will dive into the Great Lakes and pivot through our region. The combination of the two will produce cloudy skies on Friday with occasional rain and snow showers, as the snow showers will mainly be confined to the higher terrain. These two storms will form a bigger storm well east of Cape Cod and too far east to bring accumulating snow to the region, although we'll watch how the two interact as we head toward the end of the week. Highs on Friday will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Behind the system, dry, chilly to start the weekend, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 30s Saturday, and with mostly sunny skies rebounding back into the lower 50s on Sunday. Around the backside of that high, Monday will feature sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds and highs approaching 60. This will be out ahead of the next system, which will arrive on Tuesday with scattered rain showers, leaving us in the lower 50s before we cool off behind that system, despite mostly sunny skies, back into the 40s next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a surface low and front near the Gulf Coast will be the focus for widespread showers and thunderstorms again today. A nearly continuous feed of subtropical and Gulf moisture over this front will help fuel organized convection from Texas to the southern mid-Atlantic and southeast. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted a slight risk for severe weather in effect for northern Florida, including the Panhandle, and southern Alabama and Georgia. The Weather Prediction Center has a slight risk for excessive rainfall from Georgia north to the coastal Carolinas. A system from the North Pacific will move onshore today, bringing multiple rounds of rain and mountain snow to the Pacific Northwest, spreading into the interior tomorrow. Snow will be heavy at times, especially for the highest peaks of the Cascades and Olympic ranges. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 10 degrees on a northwest wind at 81, gusting to 97 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 24, 62% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Brighton, Florida, to a low of 16 below zero at Taylor Park, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, lower 50s. Boston, mostly sunny, near 50. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 44, that's 14 degrees above normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snowfall, which is all we've had for the month so far, and it is 1.9 inches of snow below normal. And for the season, 42.3 inches of snow, which is 6.5 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 71, set in 1964, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., sunset this evening 5:50 p.m., 11 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler Saturday, upper 30s. Mostly sunny and milder on Sunday in the lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Monday, dry near 60. Scattered rain showers Tuesday in the lower 50s, and mostly sunny back into the mid-40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.